Right, appetizers, homemade wings. Page three, we're just on the salad bar. It's like an encyclopedia, this thing. Yeah. How many items on this menu?
I don't know. I haven't tried all the things on the menu.
You'd be in your 80s if you did.
I'll give you a couple minutes.
Please.
Or an hour.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50, 51, 52, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100. Holy mackerel. 110, 90, 210. I've lost count. I lost count at 270 and I'm only halfway through. I'm not starting that.
You ready?
I'm going to go for the fried tortellini.
Okay.
With a homemade marinara sauce.
No problem.
Coq au vin.
Coq au vin?
Say again.
The Coq au vin.
Cocoa is something you drink at night. Coq au vin.
Coq au vin.
It's from France. Chicken with burgundy sauce. I've just never seen it on a diner menu. What else? Let's do the lamb gyro.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm sat in like seven different restaurants right now. But let's go for the BLT. Let's do the lobster BLT. Yeah?
Would you like a side of fries?
Yes. I'll get it out for you. Come on, let me help you. Come in. I'll give it to you. Let's go. Yep.
Oh, yes.
There we are. Thanks, darling.
All right. I guess we're doing lobster.
Oh, boy.
What is this? The Coq au vin?
Coq au vin.
Coq au vin. Okay. Coven?
Coq au vin.
Coq au vin.
Thank you.
And the lamb gyro.
Lamb gyro, thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Now, when I think of the lamb gyro, I think of that nice, beautiful shaved meat. Oh, dear. Well, that doesn't look freshly shaved.
I don't feel good.
No? That's about as Greek as Donald Trump. You'd think they'd specialize in something like this.
Got a headache.
Okay. First time for me. Coq au vin in a diner. Coq au vin is a beautiful braised chicken dish with red wine, onions, garlic, butter mushrooms. Oh my lord. This chicken wasn't cooked in the last 24 hours. This thing is like a dinosaur coq au vin. Oh my god, that is a slurry. Why would anyone attempt to do something so fine dining in a diner?
Oh boy.
Homemade tortellinis. I don't know why they said they're homemade, because they look like store-bought sauce. Wow, they taste of absolutely all. Fillings escaped. I've got more cream cheese in a zit. Chetty, who's stuffing these?
Well, I don't think they're made in-house.
Oh, because they say homemade on the menu. Page 74, item 379. And the coq au vin, someone needs to go back to France. I'll pay for the flight. No
I'm
good.
Sorry.
Coq au vin, my ass.
Cal, he said there's no filling in the fried tortellini.
Man?
And the coq au vin, he just said he'll pay for your flight back to France.
He ordered a French dish, coq au vin. Coq au vin. I'm not really sure how to say it, but that's not our specialty. And we just basically serve the Michelin star chef fried pasta. It explodes in the fryer, and all the cheese leaks. Nobody said anything all this time. It's been on the menu for like a year.
I never saw one.
Yeah.
Okay, lobster BLT. Oh boy. Three dingy bits of lobster. The lobster's raw. It's mush, and it is rancid. Chetty, just smell that for 2 seconds. It's not even cooked. It's just like a lettuce sandwich. Mmm. That's fine if you're a rabbit, but it's the tastiest thing on the menu.
The lobster on the BLT was raw.
It was raw?
That's one thing to cook.
The worst complaint is definitely the undercooked lobster and the potential of getting somebody sick. The last thing you want in this business is to hurt somebody.
Unbelievable.
I'm gonna cry.